A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 23. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was one of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Louis Bolt, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Hammond, Louisiana.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The time had come. The day had arrived. The hour was at hand. It was the time to observe the feast and slaughter the Passover lamb. It was time to remember everything that Yahweh had done to deliver his people from their slavery in the land of Egypt. So Jesus and his 12 closest disciples, his apostles, they gathered together in an upper room in the city of Jerusalem to eat the Passover. Everything was prepared. They had the unleavened bread, the bitter herbs, the lamb, and the wine. It was all very similar to previous Passovers, but something was different. Something was different for the apostles this year. This year, this night, Jesus was talking about eating this Passover before his suffering. He was talking about not eating the Passover and not drinking of the fruit of the vine until the coming of the kingdom of God. Then Jesus took the bread and he gave the traditional blessing, but then he said that it was his body given for them. And when he took the cup, he said that it was his blood of the new covenant or the new testament poured out for them. It didn't make sense at the time, but it would soon become clear as everything unfolded according to God's plan over the next 3 days. They would see the innocent one declared guilty. They would see the very Lamb of God slaughtered on a cursed tree to deliver all people from their sins. They would see his lifeless body laid in a tomb, only to rise from the grave, where they would see him and touch him and eat with him and learn how he fulfilled each and every one of God's promises of old. They came to know that Jesus instituted a new Passover feast, a greater feast, a feast on the very body and blood of their Savior, the Paschal Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the feast that Jesus gives to his bride, the church. This is the feast that Jesus invites us to come and receive with repentant hearts and open hands and open mouths as he feeds us with his own body and blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine and the sacrament of the altar for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the feast that Jesus continues to provide for all of God's people, to sustain them in the one true faith that leads to life everlasting. This is the feast that points to the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. And we who have seen the Lord face to face and have received grace upon grace, we rise from bended knee and go forth to pour out that love and grace, God's love and grace on those around us through our witness and mercy and in our life together. May he who began a good work in us bring it to completion in the day of our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Lewis Bolt for this meditation on God's Word.